Shabbat Shalom. This week, our parasha is Shoftim, which means judges, and covers Deuteronomy 16, 18 through 29. Sorry, through 21, verse 9. Parasha Shoftim teaches us the importance of justice and how if we claim to love the Lord, we need to love justice as well. Our parasha picks up towards the end of Deuteronomy 16 with the need to have judges in every town. These judges should have no favoritism and should only care about justice. As we read in verses 19 through 20, do not pervert justice or show partiality. Do not accept a bribe, for a bribe blinds the eyes of the wise and twists the words of the innocent. Follow justice and justice alone, so that you may live and possess the land the Lord your God is giving you. So our God is a God of justice. He desires everyone to be treated fairly. The Torah teaches that in court cases, everyone should be held accountable, regardless of their power or prestige or money. You know, it's a serious sin when justice is thwarted because of a person's reputation, power, or bribery. Now, chapter 17 contains rules on how we should choose a king. When we desired a king like the other nations, we were commanded to only allow a king the Lord chose to rule. He would be from our people. It should not build up horses, especially from our enemies in Egypt. He should also not gather obscene amounts of money or women. Interestingly, he was also commanded to write and study his own copy of the law, of the Torah. He was also commanded to study God's word every day so he could rule well and be in a right relationship with Adonai. God's word would also keep him a humble person. Throughout the history of our people, we will see kings who disobey each of these rules and the disaster that it brings, leading eventually to the kingdom splitting after the reign of Solomon, who violated all of these principles during his life. Chapter 18 reminds us that the Levites have no land inheritance, but the Lord is their portion. It also reminds us not to engage in divination and other sinful occult practices like the nations around us who sacrificed their children in fire. That was the practice that they had. When it was necessary for the Lord to communicate his will, he would raise up prophets to do so. You know, while many people today are quick to claim the title of prophet, it is not something to be taken lightly. The Torah in this parasha teaches that any prophet who gives a prophecy that does not come true or is shown to not be from the Lord is to be killed. I think there'd be less prophets on TV in ancient Israel. Chapter 19 discusses setting up cities of refuge where those who are accused of capital crimes can live safely while they wait trial. We are also told that only on the strength of two or more witnesses can a person be convicted of a crime. And our parasha concludes with chapters 20 and part of 21, which contain commandments for how warfare is to be conducted. So Parasha Shoftim covers a variety of different subjects, but the idea of justice is woven throughout all these various topics. But how do we know what justice is? It is only through God's word that we can have an accurate idea of what justice is. And that's why, therefore, the king is commanded to spend his days studying scripture so that he can rule rightly and fairly, not any other book. Our founding fathers understood this and based our country's constitution and system of law on biblical principles and values of justice like those found in Shoftim. Shoftim also reminds us that as fallen human beings, things like bribery and other sinful human practices will pervert the way we execute and understand justice. We will not treat people fairly and will create second-class citizens in our justice system. You know, looking at nations under communism and other countries as well, we could see the issues that this brings, where bribery allows many powerful people to escape justice, at least in this life. And even in our own justice system, we see on the news and throughout history how justice is thwarted and bribery allows those people to escape judgment. If you can pay for a good enough lawyer, you might be able to get off the charges. Justice, though, doing the right thing, is something that God is very concerned with. And so we need to be as well. We cannot outwardly claim to follow the Lord and not care about how justice is executed. You know, I'm reminded of Isaiah 1, where our people offered sacrifices to the Lord and celebrated the holidays, but the Lord refused to accept their sacrifices. And this was because while they outwardly professed to care about the Lord and his will, in their hearts they did not. Their hypocrisy was shown in the way they perverted justice, and the Lord demanded that they change their ways. We read in Isaiah 1:17, "Learn to do right, seek justice, defend the oppressed, take up the cause of the fatherless, plead the case of the widow." It is only through God's word we can learn to do right. If we claim to follow the Lord, then we need to care about these things as well, seeking justice and defending those who are oppressed. To demand that justice be executed rightly in our society, and to discuss these things through the moral foundation of the Bible on which this country was founded, and it is part of our walk as believers to do these things. We need to care about injustice, to plead the cases of those who are most vulnerable, and to seek justice alone. Justice and justice only shall we seek. May the Lord enable us to seek justice, only justice, and may each of us stand up for what is right according to Scripture, even if the majority says that it is wrong. Thank you.